Hello again, this is Patrick Kelly, Kansas Wrestling Coaches Association President and Head Coach at Seaman High School. Welcome to this KWCA podcast featuring College Wrestler of the Year, Colby Crank. Colby Crank took a circuitous path to his 2016 NAI National Championship for Baker University. The academic All-American began his career briefly at Fort Hays State University, followed by a stint at Hutch JUCO. After Bethany started their program and fellow Hutch High grad Cody Garcia took an assistant coaching position for the Swedes, Crank decided to get back in the game. He hit the ground running and finished in fourth place at the 2012 NAIA Nationals at 157 pounds. In 2013, it was a sixth place finish at 157. He moved down to 149 and made the finals in 2014, finishing as runner-up on a broken ankle. He sat out the 2015 season to heal up and followed Coach Garcia from Bethany to Baker. He finished as NAIA National Champion at 157 pounds to put a cap on his unusual but outstanding career. I recently checked in with Colby, who is now serving as an assistant coach at Baker University. Colby, welcome to the program. KWCA wants to congratulate you for being one of two College Wrestlers of the Year, Senior Wrestlers of the Year. Very well-deserved honor. You were a three-time state place winner and 2009 state champion for the Salt Hawks of Hutchison High School. 7 years later, you won your national title. Talk about that journey.
Oh, man, how much time do we have? It's a tough question. Like I said, I had kind of a unique college career. Kind of tough one to sum up. It had a lot of twists and turns and definitely a lot of adversity, but a lot of great memories too. So, you know, as you mentioned, I was actually attending HCC and kind of thought my wrestling career was over, and kind of ran into a few health scares down there in my time at Hayes and moved back home to deal with those. And it was really a pretty crushing situation because I kind of, you know, one moment I feel like I'm the top of the world, you know, win a state title at a high school, and then you get to go, you know, represent your state at a school, you know, there in Fort Hayes. And so, you know, one minute I'm competing collegially and the next minute I'm back at home just kind of feeling like that was the end of the book for my wrestling career. And, you know, all I kind of knew at that moment was I still had the itch to compete and kind of felt like I'd failed a bit. And, you know, I was really fortunate. Mike Garcia was nice enough to open his doors and allow me to help out there at the high school program during my year off. And, you know, just kind of reaffirmed that I knew that my, you know, I still wanted to compete. I still wanted to wrestle. Still wanted to be a part of sport. And it was around that time that the news kind of started swirling that Coach Mars was going to be opening that new program there at Bethany. And, you know, Coach Mike Garcia, he let me know that Cody may be coming aboard as well. And, you know, that's kind of all I needed to hear because I grew up watching that guy wrestle. And, you know, I knew how good he was. So I said if Cody got hired, I was in, no question asked. So that kind of led to founding that program, man. And that was really honestly one of the best years of my life because I was back to doing what I love to do. And, you know, I made a lot of friendships that were going to last a lifetime. And, you know, we took a lot of pride in that program and put in a lot of, like, really hard work. And I just kind of remember a certain day there, that first season back to Bethany where, you know, everything kind of just started to click for me. And just remember there was a local news reporter in our room and he was interviewing a bunch of wrestlers. And he kind of just looked right past me. And then at that moment, I just kind of put a chip on my shoulder because I just thought, you know, I just want to show everyone how good I knew I could be. But I also knew that the pressure was finally off a little bit. And, you know, you feel like you're under a spotlight for so long, and sometimes those expectations can start to wear on you. And I just knew I could have fun now, and, you know, there wasn't as much pressure. So I think that went a long way in helping me. And, you know, we had a really tight bond there at Bethany, man, and I had so much respect for my coaches and my community, and I was just ready to roll. And I was fortunate enough to become an All-American. You know, like I said, a few injuries there, a few seasons cut short, but, you know, always battled back through those and, you know, always tackled my rehab really hard and found a way to get back on the mat. And so, yeah, like you said, three-time All-American, two-time academic All-American there at Bethany. And then my junior season, when things really started to click for me, I went down a weight, ended up being a national runner-up, but unfortunately I broke my ankle during that match. And so for my would-be senior season, I kind of had my eyes set on another national title, and they're competing for another national title, but I had to make a tough choice of to have a surgery, and that kind of pushed my eligibility back another year. And during that year, Coach Garcia actually left and took the job at Baker, and, you know, that was another tough choice because I was so close to graduating there at Bethany, but I'd come so far with Coach Garcia, and I just knew I wanted to still be a part of my journey. So I kind of just took a big leap of trust, and it ended up being one of the best decisions I ever made. And I made a lot of great new friends, and finally was able to accomplish my goal, winning a national title. So basically, just kind of the story behind this journey, man, is that I was given a second chance, and I kind of ran with it, and surrounded myself with great people, and was able to accomplish my goals.
Yeah, wow, that's really, really quite a story. Quite a story to, you know, I kind of knew what it was, but just to hear you, reiterate what you had gone through and the journey that you went, it's really quite a story. I got to ask now, when you were a freshman, they had the qualifying system in NAIA where you qualified throughout the year. Now, was that only your freshman year, or was that also your sophomore?
No, that was my freshman year, and that was pretty brutal.
Do I remember right that when you placed fourth as a freshman, you had like a 9-1 record or 9-2 or 8-2. I mean, on the backside, you wrestled like 9 matches or something. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's true. That same tournament, it was pretty brutal. I think I had a 58-man bracket, and I had one of the only 3 pigtails in the whole tournament. And I think I ran into the kid that ended up winning the entire national tournament in the second round. So I lost pretty early on and had to fight back quite a ways.
Yeah, wow. So, speaking of battling back, you have battled injuries to the point that I'm sure some in your circle and maybe even yourself question if it was all worth it. Tell us about those injuries and what your message is about persevering through such adversity.
Oh, yeah, man. Certainly a lot of injuries. We was talking about that first national tournament. Actually, I tore my labrum and my rotator cuff in the middle of that tournament and had to compete majority of that weekend just basically on one shoulder. And so that was a pretty brutal weekend. And then I actually slipped my nerve in my elbow out during my rehab from my shoulder and had to get that medically corrected. And I had 2 surgeries on my broken ankle after I'd broken it in that finals match. And kind of the funny thing is, though, no one close to me like ever doubted me or doubted my ability to return. And, you know, that really meant a lot to me. When you have people like that believe in you as strongly as they were, you kind of have no choice, but you got to believe in yourself. And, you know, that was my family, my friends, my coaches, and my teammates. It kind of lifted me up, and, you know, when I really needed it. And that's why I was just worked so hard to come back. You know, I definitely wouldn't have been able to do it alone. But, I mean, I definitely had some doubts, man. And there were people from the outside looking in and kind of thought I was crazy. And, you know, they're like, oh, hey, 5 surgeries, what's the point? You know, and especially when you could graduate. But every time somebody tried to tell me it wasn't worth it, it was just kind of like a light switch and just kind of turned them off and quit listening, to be honest, man. I had some tough conversation with some doctors who I wasn't seeing eye to eye with, but you know, I kept seeking out options, man, until I found something that was going to work out. And, you know, I still had a lot of goals to accomplish, and I wanted to end it on my own terms. So honestly, my message about injuries would just be to have a plan and a goal and just kind of attack it. And, you know, there are definitely those days that are tougher than others, but you know, if you surround yourself with the right people, it's really easy to remember why you want to get back to doing what you're doing.
Wow, great, great message. Your high school coach was Mike Garcia, one of the most respected coaches in the state for putting a great product on the mat and doing it with class. Your college coach is his son, Cody, who was winning the same kind of praise for his program at Baker. What are your thoughts on the role they have had in your success?
Oh, man, there's not a doubt in my mind I wouldn't be where I'm at today without them, man. It made me a better wrestler, made me a better person as well, and they're just great like role models in just about every way I can think of, man. They're just 2 of the best wrestlers that I've ever been around. I have the privilege of knowing, and they're just so humble, and I think it sends a great message. I was just having this conversation the other day, man. Part of what I love right now at Baker is, you know, we have some pretty tough workouts, and Coach Garcia will just be right there in the trenches with everyone, and it's kind of inspiring to know he's willing to do what he's asking everyone else to do, so no one can make any excuses. And going back to my high school days, man, Mike just kind of showed me the way. And I started out, and I didn't have that many expectations necessarily myself. And I just remember I was really happy just to be a varsity wrestler. But he gave me a lot of directions, and he also helped me, like, set loftier goals for myself and kind of align my work ethic to meet those goals. And, you know, I got to thank a lot of my teammates back then. I had some great leadership, and I had older guys in my room, like Romero Cotton, who, you know, 3-time national champ, and great friend of mine and a mentor. And, you know, watching him do some of the things that he could do, and, it was just like, well, I want to do that, you know, and he made me want to work harder and get to that level. And I was also just kind of a bit honored back in high school, man. So the fact that Mike Garcia was just kind of patient and wanted to work and continue to believe in me made it easy to go to work for him. And that to this day, I look up to him and I appreciate the impact he had on me. And, you know, I just kind of hope I was able to make him proud moving forward after I left that try. And as far as Cody goes, man, I really feel like he's still scratching the surface on his potential, but he's already an awesome coach. But one thing, I will tell you, man, we believe in him and we always have. I couldn't have asked for a better leader throughout my college career. He led me through some really dark spots, man, whether it was just like with the injuries or, you know, my self-doubt, you know, if I just dug me out of some bad mental spaces. And that could be just with, you know, a bad tournament, school's tough. College wrestling is more than just wrestling, you know, so it's a tough sport. And you need more than just somebody that's a great technician to lead you and teach you how to wrestle. You know, that's easy. Like, in my opinion, you need a great person to follow and that can help you grow. And that's exactly what he did for me. And as far as transferring, I just remember when he first told me, I sort of got tunnel vision and I was just like, how can I get here with this guy? You know, and I knew if I transferred, I wasn't winning guaranteed, but I also knew I wanted to share that with him. And I knew if I was going to get it done, he was going to be the guy to help me. And so I guess if there's any young guys out there listening, man, college wrestling is demanding and it's more than just wrestling. So find a guy out there that you believe in. It makes it so much easier to put all the work in.
As you reflect on your entire career, what are some of your most memorable events and milestones?
Oh, man. Yeah, I would say growing up, obviously, the Kid State Series was always really fun, man. It's kind of our Super Bowl. Just the atmosphere, the Expo Center, and the big parades and stuff, it just felt like such a huge deal. So competing there was just always something I always really look forward to. And high school, as far as that's concerned, just being a runner-up as a freshman was a pretty surreal moment because I remember me and my grandpa, every year, we just went up to the Coliseum and made sure we watched the finals. And I just remember watching so many great wrestlers in our state compete. And, you know, my first crack at that tournament, I got to wrestle on that same platform. And it was a pretty crazy feeling. And obviously, my senior year winning a state title, after it kind of eluded me for quite a while, I only won one. But, you know, my senior year, my last chance, I finally won it. And man, enough to say, I shed a few tears after that one, man. It was a big relief to finally get that done. And Fargo, man, in high school was awesome. I would highly recommend that to any high school wrestlers out there, especially that, you know, that want to get better. You got to wrestle in the summer now if you want to compete at a high level. And, you know, it was the first time that under one roof I saw so many great wrestlers just at our Fargo camp and getting to work out and have such great coaches at my disposal. And also just seeing the competition out there and just realizing, like, hey, like, I need to work harder. There's some, you know what I mean, some real studs out there. And
there is, for sure.
So, I mean, that was really eye-opening, and it was just unbelievable. I've never been around that many wrestlers at the same time, you know, and it was kind of a spectacle. It was awesome. And then obviously winning the national title ranks up there fairly high, and just knowing that the sacrifice had been worth it. And the fact that I got to do it in front of Kansas, in front of my team and family and friends, and just the Kansas wrestling community that's always been involved in my career for, you know, since I was 5 years old. And also, another great memory from that weekend, just my teammate winning a national title with me, man, just sharing that with somebody that you're grinding with every day. It was about perfect way to end my career.
Yeah, that was Baker definitely turned a lot of heads at this year's national tournament at the Expo Center, for sure, and things are looking good for the future as well. You are now in a coaching role at Baker. What are the similarities and differences comparing competing to coaching?
Last year it sunk in. We had a banquet. We had to do a senior speech, and I had to write it all down on paper. And that was the first time it all felt real because I really had to think about it. Like, hey, my athletic career's over, and had a bit of an identity crisis there for a second because I wasn't training for something the first time in what felt like forever. But honestly, I really enjoy the coaching side. Wrestling, the sport, gave me just so much. It's kind of nice to finally feel like you're able to give back a little bit. And I think the biggest similarity is the fact that there's still a competition aspect to it. And I want this program to achieve as much as it can. And I feel like I can be a part of that success. So just whatever I'm called upon to do, I'm going to try to do it and help the program. And I'm really, really invested, man. And that's just something, as an athlete, I always was, and especially now. I consider this team my family, and I want to see them succeed just like I wanted to succeed. So So just in the same sense, I wanted to be a guy that, you know, they could count on to go and give them all my all, like a tournament, a duel or something. I want them to feel like they can count on me in that same way as a coach. So I'm definitely putting in a lot of work, a lot of effort on this side of things. And one thing that I actually have enjoyed is just being able to sit back and be a student again, which I, you know, I always was. But when you're competing, you're kind of just taking what you got and you're running with it. And, you know, now it's kind of you look and say, hey, nobody's wrestling the same. And so I'm still, like, constantly learning and, you know, just trying to adapt to people's styles, help them sharpen what they're already good at. You know, it's been really fun. And it's just, it's almost like a puzzle. So I'm enjoying watching people grow in their journey just like I had the chance to.
Okay, very good. So what will your advice be to athletes who might be struggling with an injury or other barriers that have been put in their path?
Honestly, that's a really great question. I would say just expect the adversity and welcome it, because in this sport, it's going to happen, you know. For wrestlers, we kind of get to wear a toughness as a badge of honor, and, you know, I kind of take pride in that, and that's what makes the sport so great, I think, is knowing the average human couldn't do the things that we're out here doing. And sometimes you do have to clench your teeth and get a little uncomfortable and just deal with some things that, you know, you might not have seen coming. So, you know, it's just not realistic to compete in perfect circumstances and always be perfectly healthy. But having dealt with a lot of injuries myself, I think the thing that I learned first was, you know, it is really easy to feel sorry for yourself, but, you know, that's definitely not going to fix your problem. So I learned pretty quick, man. The same way that, you know, kind of set your goals with wrestling, you kind of got to set them with your rehab and your physical therapy and get some small victories here and there and or whatever area of life you're struggling with and just get to work, man. And you just got to have a plan and you have to surround yourself with people that are going to hold you accountable. And, you know, the better support system that you have, the better off you're going
to
be.
You have or are on your way to earning 3 college degrees. I believe I have that right. What is your intended career path and what are your career goals? I'm sure Coach Garcia wouldn't mind you making a career of being his assistant, but you've got to put the bread on the table too.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to stick around if you'd have me, but, you know, wrestling is my passion. It's kind of hard to imagine my life without being involved in it somehow. So, you know, hopefully I've shown enough competitively and can develop, you know, as a coach under Coach Garcia, which I feel like I'm in a great spot. We're going to have a great season, great team, and I'm really hoping to learn a lot this year, man. And, you know, I would like to continue my career in a coaching capacity at some point. And, you know, I do have some options. So, I've got degrees in the business sector and psychology. And so I've looked at everything from counseling to sports psych to financial management, you know. But I'm just going to have to see what opportunities present myself. But I know there may be more money elsewhere, man. But my heart kind of lies here in the sport. And I just don't feel like I'm ready to give it up just yet.
Do you have anything to add?
Yeah, man. I would say that it just goes fast. So just enjoy it. And for me, what worked for me, I said, just continually humble yourself and don't be afraid of hard work. And, you know, you can go a long ways. And also, I want to thank you guys for honoring me with this award. It really means a lot. And anybody out there listening, man, thanks to my family, my friends, and, you know, my teammates I've made from the sport over the years and all the great coaches who molded me into the wrestler I am today. And I just want you guys to not even take any of it for granted. And having your support was what made the whole thing special. So, I take a lot of pride in being a wrestler from Kansas, and I'm looking forward to watching the state develop. And one last thing, man, go Cats.
All right. Well, hey, I got to ask one final question. Now, Coach Garcia has a little age on you, and you have a little weight on him. But if you were out there mixing it up, do you think he could stop that fireman's of yours?
Man, he's been stopping that thing since I was 14 years old, man. I've had a lot of pretty rough workouts with that dude. Probably counting on one hand a lot of times I took that guy down, man. And that's what I'm saying. When I remember I was first coming back, he was first getting back to Hutch. And, you know, that's just no questions asked as well. I'll get a bat for this guy anytime. You know, I called him up. I was trying to get back in shape. You know, I kind of gotten myself quite a bit out of shape, like you said, a year off. And any morning I wanted to work out, he was there. And I really had some weight on him then, man, and he beat up on me pretty good. I think I closed the gap a little bit, man, but that guy, he's still the man. So.
Okay. Well, all right, we'll take that. I would also like to give a shout-out and congratulate Daniel DeSager for also being named the College Wrestler of the Year honoree. He ended his career at the University of Nebraska at Kearney with 4 All-American honors, winning 2 national championships, along with a runner-up and third-place finish in 2016. Quite a career for the Wichita Heights grad. This has been KWCA President Patrick Kelly reminding you to get your registration in for the 2016 KWCA Clinic and NWCA Leadership Academy slated for October 7th through the 8th in Salina. Until next time, thanks for listening.